Hey there! Today is Wednesday, August 30th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and CEO of Beers with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the new foods that I have tried, the fears that I have faced, and whatever is on my mind. And I'm already messing up. It's going to be an interesting podcast. Okay, today I want to tell you about an experience. Something new that I tried. Today's podcast is titled Savor the Experience. Although it might actually be pronounced savor, I am not quite sure, to be honest with you. So, before my husband and I went on vacation to Greece, we discussed the different things that we wanted to do. And he told me that he paid for us to do a cooking class together. And I have got to tell you that I laughed. I laughed so hard for I don't know how long. I want to say, 5 minutes, but I could be totally, totally off. May not be that long. Either way, I laughed. And so I figured, yeah, okay, whatever. We're going to do this class. And yeah. So I really didn't think much of it until the day that we actually had to go. And then I realized, oh man, I'm nervous. So this place, it is called Savor Experiences, although I still think it might be called Savor Experiences. I honestly don't know, but I am holding their card. The name of the chef, if I get this right, is Kostas Papastamatis. He is the executive chef. He showed us... Well, he didn't show us. He explained how we were going to do everything. And my husband and I literally had to do the cooking. Like, he helped us with measuring and he told us what to do and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And he had me in charge of cooking a couple pieces of lamb in a frying pan. And let me tell you, I was seriously, seriously nervous about this. Now, this was, I think... Our last day in Nafplio, which is, I have got to tell you, one of the most beautiful places that I have ever been to. It is a little town in Greece. And this place was not just around the corner from where we were staying, but it wasn't too far. So, yeah, I know that doesn't really tell you much. But I do have the address for it in Nafplio, and I do have all the information. And if you want to know more about this, I will gladly give you the information if you ask. So, what did we do? We went to this place, which is absolutely beautiful. I mean, there's a very long table that you could sit at to eat, a beautiful kitchen to work in, an island with the stove and oven, all this stuff. And I think my husband and I made like a 5-course meal. I don't remember exactly. I know... We did lamb, and I know that we made a cake with phyllo and oranges, and we made this cheese thing, and we made a cucumber soup, and I don't remember it all, but I can tell you that it was all delicious. So, you know, as it progressed, and I think this took us about 3 to 4 hours, I'm not too sure, though. But as things progressed, I was getting not as nervous. They were very patient with us. So this cooking experience is done by Kostas and his wife. I wish I could remember her name. I want to say that it's Abigail, but I know it's not that. And I'm so, so sorry that I cannot remember her name because she was such a nice lady. And he is such a nice man, and, you know, they talked with us. We had such a great time with them, and, you know, they would explain every single step that we were taking. They showed us how to measure things. They showed us how to do the cooking. They showed us, how to do the dough and how we kneaded it and how we used the rolling pin. And it was so much fun. As stressed out as I was, this was a lot of fun. And yes, this does cost. And you know what? I think it was worth every penny or every pound or every euro, whatever it is that you pay with. It was just fun. You know, they gave us our aprons and we cooked and they explained everything to us. And my husband and I, when we're all done, we sat there and we tasted each item as it was brought out to us. And it was just so pretty the way they made it all. And oh my goodness, seriously, it was too much food. I thought they were going to eat with us, but that's not how it works. So you can do more than two people. You could do a family if you want to with them. That's more than happy to do. I mean, there's way more than enough food for that. But I'm seriously having a hard time explaining this to you because it was that good. I can tell you that the name of it is Savor Experiences. Or like I said, it might be Savor Experiences. However, my podcast, I am titling Savor the Experience because that I think more people will understand. They are in Nafplio. I do have the address for you if you would like, or I even have their website and I've got a phone number. And they are actually on Facebook and it looks like they're on Instagram. And like I said, the chef, the executive chef that did all the cooking with us, his name is Kostas Papastamatis. I'm hoping I said that right. He was a very good teacher. He was very patient with us, especially, you know, when you consider the fact that we are two Americans from upstate New York who really have no clue what we're doing. But we had a really good time with Kostas and his wife. They explained everything to us. They helped us with what we were doing. And it was a really good experience for cooking. It actually was enjoyable. It was fun. We were laughing. We got to eat every single thing. We got to taste every single thing that we made, and it was actually delicious. They do give you the recipes of what you make. They can email it to you when you get home. And I know that my husband got some of the recipes, and we just bought the phyllo yesterday, and we are planning on making the orange dessert, which I am really looking forward to because, yeah, that was so good. I think I would have been happy if I just ate that the entire time that we were there. And they also made us Freddo espressos, which is espresso cold, which that's probably for another podcast. But I've got to tell you that if you're visiting Greece and if you are visiting Nafplio for the first time in Greece, I would highly recommend that you contact Kostas and that you set up a time for you and your family to do this experience because it is a lot of fun and you do get to taste really yummy food afterwards. You're going to have fun. You're going to laugh. You're going to be nervous. You're going to be a little bit stressed and it's going to be all worth it. And yes, you do have to pay for it. But he can give you all the information that you need. I promised them that I was going to do a podcast about this and I don't want to back off on that promise because it was that much fun. I can't say enough positive about this because it really was fun. It's a long process, but meeting them was fun. Getting to cook the meal was fun. Doing it with my husband was probably the absolute best part of it all. And it is definitely an experience. So yeah, like I said, if you want the information about this place, please message me. I don't care where you're listening to my podcast. You can message me directly on my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. If you listen to this on Facebook, you can message me there. If you listen to this on LinkedIn or Twitter, you can message me there and I will gladly give you the information. I got it all. I got the phone number. I got the address. I got the email. I've got the website. Just ask and I will gladly give it to you. especially if you really, really, really want to do this one-on-one cooking class and try something new in Greece. Yeah, this was fun. Without a doubt, this was fun. And the food, I got to tell you, it was so delicious. No, I'm not saying that they're going to do the same exact thing with you that they did with us. I don't know. I feel like they've got a whole bunch of different menus to do. And I think it depends on how many people they're doing them with and all this stuff. So, you know, you can ask them and all that stuff. But all I know with that is savor experiences, or in the case of my title, savor the experience. And like I said, this might be savor. I'm not too sure. It was fun and it was worth it. And I'm really glad that we did it, no matter how nervous I was. And again, they are in Nafplio, Greece. It's a small town. It's not an ancient town, but it's also not a city. You will be very comfortable in this place. It just was so much fun. So wherever you are in this world, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to take a vacation in Greece and you want to check out Nafplio, I would also check out savor experiences or savor experiences, without a doubt. So like I said, I've got the info. All you have to do is message me and I will gladly give it to you. But oh, that was so much fun and so tasty. Like by the time we left there, I don't think I ate for the rest of the day. I mean, there's a good chance later on that night, I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock at night, I got a little bit of gelato. But other than that, oh my goodness, it filled my stomach up in a good way. It was really, really good. So thank you so very much for listening to my podcast about Savor the Experience. And see, I told you my next podcast was going to be positive. Did I not? Although only one person so far listened to my last podcast. So anyway, thank you for listening to my podcast, Savor the Experience on Kathleen's Corner. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can at SRKBear. If you would like to follow my company on Twitter, you can. That is at Bears with Apps on Twitter. My YouTube channel, I have almost 200 videos and shorts that you can check out. I think I have like 191. So please feel free to check them out. You could go to Kat Ann Smith for that. That's KatAnnSmith. I am on LinkedIn. No, I did not write down my LinkedIn name or anything like that. It's easy enough to find me. My blog is KathleenSmith.org. I have so many blogs for you to read. A lot of them, and I do mean a lot of them, are all travel blogs. A lot of them are personal blogs. One, a whole bunch of them are about my mom and missing her. There's one about my daughter on her wedding day. And then there's a whole bunch of in-between blogs. Like, if you want to know why I like the smell of fresh tires, there's a blog about that. I know, weird, but I was just starting out, and that happened to be one of my blogs. They did get better since then. What else? My books. I do have books out there for you to read. My biggest one, my most important one, is about my miscarriages. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about miscarriages, but they do happen and they hurt. I mean, they hurt, especially emotionally. So if you've had a miscarriage, or you know someone who's had a miscarriage and they need help, please check out my book. The entire reason why I wrote it is to help other women. It's titled Miscarriages, My Story, and I really hope it helps you. If you want to know what it's like for me to grow up in Brooklyn, which I did, and then move to upstate New York, which I did, you can read that in Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. Also, my books are on paperback, Kindle Unlimited, and audio. So either way, no matter how you want to do it, if you want to read it at the beach, if you want to listen to it while you're exercising, or if you want to listen to it while you're going on a car drive, whatever, it's all good with me. I just really like it when people get my books. It makes me feel like successful. And I have not forgotten. My company, we have apps for your entire family. And now that school is back in session, this is a really, really good time to get the apps. We have writing apps to practice letters and numbers. We have math apps to practice adding, division, subtraction, multiplication. We have cash registers for just plain old fun. And let me tell you, toddlers love all of our cash registers. If your children need help with spelling, with remembering how to spell words, we've got a spelling app for that. We have also a spelling app that is completely free. So one you can purchase, one is completely free. We have the Money Pit, was just a very simple game of not letting the money can fall into the pit, but don't touch the bomb. Don't touch the bomb. And we've got the 9 quiz. So seriously and literally, we have something for everybody in your family. If there's a game that you want us to try to make, an app that you want us to try to make, please let me know, whether it's educational or fun. I know there are a lot of apps out there. I mean, a lot of apps. But you don't know how much I appreciate it every time you purchase one of our apps. Like, I do a happy dance, so to speak. And our apps are money back guaranteed. So, for whatever reason you don't like the app, you can return it. Makes me sad when people do that, but you can do that. So, you get a win-win situation. I only get a win situation if you actually keep the app, but that's that. So, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Savor the Experience on Kathleen's Corner. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. I'll be back when I'm back. Don't know when that is, but I'll be back when I'm back. And again, thank you so very much for listening to Kathleen's Corner. Bye-bye.